Well, that happened. No, it was amazing how everybody all of a sudden calmed down. When am I going to get the coding finished? I've come to realize something. Coding is like laundry. It never finishes. I mean, my mother used to pontificate and philosophize about laundry. In fact, I remember one of my mom's girlfriends used to talk about sock land. And that's where all the socks go that get lost in the laundry. And things can come back from sock land. So when you lose something in the house, maybe it's in sock land. And as long as the laundry continues, which it will, things can always come back and they can always go to sock land. I've been beating my head against my desk all week. Coding. I've got it. I mean, I've tested it on XFCE. Preliminary tester done. I need to do one more quick check, but we should have Zubuntu and Ubuntu and GNOME, and I'm going to work on some stuff for Mint. But with XFCE all done, we should be able to do Cinnamon and Mate. And I'm not doing anything with Kubuntu. I'm not touching KDE. I'm not going to touch it. I don't care, George, if they don't know what KDE and XFCE are. It's just fun to listen to me sit here and rattle around my empty paper and bring them today's news yesterday. Think about it. With if KDE doesn't even have the terminal bound to Alt Control T or Control Alt T for those of you if they're not going to bind, I mean, everyone Control Alt T and you get the terminal. I mean, that's everything except Kubuntu, Zubuntu, Ubuntu, Mint in all of its flavors, which I don't know. How do you get Cinnamon Mint? I don't know. They're computer programmers, of course. And then you've got GNOME. No, don't look at me that way. It's pronounced GNOME. No, you're not allowed to pronounce it correctly because they get to decide how their own acronyms are pronounced, GNOME and GNU. No. These are computer programmers, George. They're not supposed to be linguistic experts. So, of course, they're going to pronounce it wrong. But it's their invention, so they get to decide that we pronounce it wrong if that's what they invent. No, I was just talking last week with a friend who was describing the corporo-technocratic takeover of society and how, like it or not, the power is shifting. And democracy was great, but companies, money and infrastructure they are themselves overpowering democracies. And right or wrong, it's a reality that democracies have to face the fact that democracy no longer has an invisible enemy only. Of course, democracy faces the problem of bribery and corruption. So did the Chinese. But now democracy faces a new enemy: infrastructure. I mean, telecommunications. The FCC was created to take stuff over. And the FCC is about to get a whole lot more power. We're debating as to whether or not the FCC should control the internet. And there are a lot bigger questions. We need to be debating whether or not the FCC should be controlling internet service companies merely for being big. It's gotta be, well, I'm not going to say which one we should do. I'm saying we should ask the question. Frankly, I don't know what the heck we should do. We need to get Jesus back here fast. Because we have a new phenomenon that's also come up. And this is also something people don't seem to be talking about. The United States military has been privatized. And I don't just mean by guys like the mythical, the fictitious Tony Stark. We've had privatization, not just of manufacturing stuff, but even of soldiers themselves. Mercenaries are not going to be unheard of for too much longer. With all of this training of lifelong soldiers, with a military budget that continues military programs longer than 2 years. Every 2 years, the military budget has to get approved, but it involves contracts and projects that last longer than 2 years. And as that's happened, we get these professional soldiers. And I see professional soldiers over here in Asia. Like in Taiwan, you know, there's compulsory soldiers, and those are the people that absolutely can't stand it, but they take a few classes on order in the ranks in high school, and then they go learn an MOS for somewhere between 4 and 11 months. They do boot camp and stuff to learn basic military work after they finish high school or college, after they've been out of school for a certain time. But then they have what the Taiwanese call professional soldiers, and those are soldiers that voluntarily sign up. In America, we view them as patriots. He joins the military. In America, we sign up for the draft, and that's it. I mean, I think we should have some militia classes in high school. I think there should be I think PE should be about basic combat training. It should be pre-boot camp. And you know, people should learn some basics about gun safety. End the fascination with guns by learning how to use them correctly. Learn about being safe. We should have that. But in the States, someone signs up for the military, he's a hero and a patriot who loves his country. In Taiwan, no. The soldiers sign up because they like the idea of beating people or being more powerful than other people or learning some technical skill, and that's it. So it's not about love for country and patriotism. I mean, I'm not going to say that soldiers in Taiwan are bad by any means. I'm not going to say that. But the attitude is different. The attitude towards paid job occupational soldiers in Taiwan and the paid, you know, on a, drawing a salary that soldiers in America, the culture and the understanding of them is surprisingly different. I'm not going to say they're bad, but we are getting professional butt kickers. They like to professionally kick butt, and that's happening in America. And the more we get, private security companies with security guards that are allowed to carry tasers, and as that, I mean, RoboCop is coming, folks. We've got these big companies; they have lots of power just by having lots of customers, such as Google and Facebook. And Facebook is bigger than many countries, and it's not going to be too long before they're able to hire their own soldiers. And I know that sounds crazy and nuts, and it may not look this way or that way, but I mean, it's coming when, you know, RoboCop isn't too... That's the thing about RoboCop. The companies that own those soldiers in RoboCop, in reality, are companies like Google and Facebook. I hope that they... I don't... This is just... No, I don't want to say all the things that I don't mean, because I know that I'm already off the farm. I just need to get to the point. Jesus is a conservative, so they say, or perhaps he's a liberal, all depending on whom you ask. But no one would say Her Majesty the Queen is a Whig. If the social justice warrior trend is to say that Jesus doesn't fit our worldview boxes, why doesn't it occur to the SJWs that Jesus doesn't fit into their ever-changing boxes either? Jesus is neither a conservative nor a liberal. He precludes politics. Jesus is a monarch, the only one worthy. Maybe the cause of social justice itself is an attempt to get justice without the truly worthy king's help. And that is the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.